Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you say good morning in Mandarin?
在国语里面怎么说早晨好？早上好。
早上好。
早上好。
下午好。
Zhao， 早。
早。
Yes。Shang， 上。
上。
Hao， 好。好。So three words， 早上好。
Good morning.
Let's try it later, okay?
Gonna try and impress you, and obviously I did not. So. Well, it's nice to be with you this morning. Always look forward to our time as I share God's word with you. And this morning we're going to talk about the Bible from the Bible. But let me open in a word of prayer and ask God to speak through the message to you. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this book we call the Bible. It is the very word of God. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit who speaks to us through it. And may you speak to us now as we learn the value of the Bible. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So we have a very troubling contradiction that exists today. We have never had more translations of the Bible. And there have never been as many Bibles available today. Yet the numbers of people who don't know the Bible have never been higher. And this is true inside and outside the church. So there's a great need within the church and outside the church. For a revival of Bible reading. Bible reading, Bible knowing. And Bible doing. The Bible is God's book. And in it, He tells us who we are and who He is. And He tells us how we can have a relationship. So it's a wonderful and special book. God has given it to us to help us live a life that glorifies Him and is good for us. He can revive us and renew us. So this morning, I'd like to talk about God's Word and how critical it is for spiritual renewal. And I'd like to consider the importance of God's Word in our lives by examining three truths. And all these truths come right out of the Bible. We're going to talk about the necessity of the Bible. The impact of the Bible, and the response to the Bible. So let's talk about the necessity of the Bible. First of all, it is reliable. We saw a verse earlier, 2 Timothy 3:16, that says that all Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable.
圣经是神所默示的。
In John 17:17, Jesus prayed to God the Father.
在那个约翰福音第十七章第十七节,
and his prayer request was, Father, sanctify them in thy word, for thy word is truth.
说到求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
So what these verses teach us is that God's word is accurate.
是这些经文告诉我们神的话语是准确无误的。
It is truthful.
是值得我们信靠的。
Because it comes from the one who is the author of all that is true.
因为它来自于这个值得信靠的作者。
And because it's truth, it can be trusted.
因为它是真理，所以它可以值得信靠。
So God's word is reliable.
所以说于那个神的话语是值得信靠的。
But it is also authoritative.
它同样也是有权威性的。
The Apostle Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 1, 20 and 21 these words.
使徒保罗在彼得后书上面说，1到20，20到21节。
Know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes by one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by the will of man, but men being moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
虽是人却对圣灵的感动下从神那里说出来的。
So the Bible carries the weight of divine right.
所以那个圣经它带有神圣的权柄。
And therefore it must be obeyed and heeded.
因此我们必须服从。
God's mind and will is revealed in the words of our Bible.
神的心意和旨意是从圣经中显示出来的。
There were authors, human authors, who wrote these words under the Holy Spirit's oversight. They used their own vocabularies. They used their own backgrounds. They had their own style. But God superintended to make sure they only wrote what He wanted written.
但神圣灵一直在监督他们，确保他们书写的正是神要指示的。
So the Bible is authoritative as well as reliable.
所以圣经是有权威的，同样也是值得信靠的。
But the Bible is also beneficial.
圣经同样也是有益的。
2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
在提摩太后书第3章16到17节。
Says all Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正。
Four things.
有四个事情。
Teaching.
教训。
Reproof.
督责。
Correction.
使人归正。
And instruction.
训练操练人。
So let me talk about each of these.
让我来讲一下那个。
Teaching.
教训。
It answers the question, what is right? In other words, it shows us the right path to travel in life. Reproof means conviction. It answers the question, what is not right? And it shows us when we get off the right path. Correction, which is restoration.
纠正，也就是恢复。
The Bible answers the question, how to get right.
圣经告诉我们如何回到正道上来。
It shows us how to get back on the path after we veered off the path.
它告诉我们如何在偏离正路时候呢，之后又返回到正路上来。
And instruction is training.
训练是操练。
It answers the question, how to stay right.
它告诉我们如何继续走在正路上。
It shows us how to stay on the path.
继续走在那个正确的道路上。
And it tells us that it will make us adequate.
他告诉我们，我们就会变得很成熟。
That means it will make us fit.
我们很充足。
It will grow us spiritually.
我们的那个灵命会生长。
It will keep us spiritually healthy.
让我们的灵命非常有健康。
And it also tells us it will equip us.
也同样也装备我们。
That means it will fully supply what we need for life.
也就是说，我们可以完全的预备。
It completely outfits us to serve the Lord.
使我们完全预备来服侍神。
And finally, the Bible is knowable.
同样的那个神那个圣经是可以明白的。
In 1 Corinthians 2, we read these words.
在哥林多前书第二章第十节。
But to us, God revealed them, the scriptures, through the Spirit.
因为那个神通过那个经文来反映出圣灵。
The same Holy Spirit who oversaw the writing of the Bible.
因为圣灵参透万事。
And that ensures its accuracy.
这表明了它的正确性。
That same Spirit now enlightens us.
同样的，这个圣灵也光照我们。
Regarding the meaning of this book, as we read.
关于这本书的内容。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Are you in need of an attitude adjustment regarding the role of the Bible in your life?
你们是不是要重新调节，圣经在你们生活中的作用的那种态度呢？
Along with the Holy Spirit, the Bible is the most important element if you are to grow as a Christian.
除了圣灵以外呢，圣经是你属灵成长中一个最重要的元素。
Is its importance in your spiritual life reflected in its primacy in your practical living?
圣经在你生命中的地位是否反映出它在你日常生活中的重要性呢？
Let me suggest a good way to measure that.
让我告诉你一个比较好的衡量的方法。
Look at the volume of time you spend in it, the Bible.
看看你花在圣经上的时间。
Versus the volume of time you spend on the internet.
跟你花的那个网络的时间相比。
Or social media.
或者是社交媒体。
Or TV.
或者电视。
Or exercising.
运动。
Or recreating.
娱乐。
Or reading other things.
或者在阅读其他上的时间相比。
Maybe it's time to change some of our habits.And add some new priorities.
也许正是我们要改变一些习惯的时候，我们应该设立新的优先秩序。
And that priority be to read the Bible more.
那个优先最优先的是要更多。
Not less.
不是更长。
Make it my or our priority.
把它作为我的或者是你们的优先。
Here's a great way to understand the value of the Bible in our lives.
有一个很好的方法来理解圣经的价值。
Someone created an acronym based on the word Bible.
有人利用圣经来做了一个简写。
Each letter stood for a different word.
每个字都每个那个第一个字母表示一个意思。
Basic, that's the B.
Basic 就是最基本的。
The I is instructions.
I 就是那个指引、指示。
B is before.
B 第三个 B 是之前。
L is leaving.
这个 L 是离开。
And E, Earth.
E 是那个地球。
So if you put it all together,
把所有的放在一起。
The Bible is.Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
在我们离开人世之前的最基本的指示。
That's how important the Bible is.
也就是说神的那个圣经是非常重要的。
Now, what about the impact of the Bible? How can it impact my life? How does it impact my life?
老师，那个圣经是有如何的影响力在我们生命中？
There are several symbols or pictures in the Bible that help us understand how it impacts us.
在圣经中有了很多象征或者比喻，来帮助我们明白它的影响力。
In Hebrews 4:12-13,
在希伯来书第四章十二到十三节
，The author writes these words.
那个作者写了这些。
For the word of God is living and active.
神的话是有生命的，有功效的。
and sharper than any two-edged sword.
锋利无比, 胜过一切两刃的利剑,
piercing as far as the vision of soul and spirit.
甚至能够刺入并分开灵与魂,
so the Bible, like a sword, pierces our souls.
所以那个圣经像一根剑能够刺透人心。
It's not a feather that tickles.
不是像一个羽毛，羽毛只能够轻轻搔痒。
It's a sword that cuts.
那是一个剑，可以切的剑，刺透的剑。
But the Bible is also like a mirror.
圣经同样也像一面镜子。
In James 1:23.
在雅各书第二十三节。
James wrote these words.
他说道。
For if anyone is a hearer of the word, that's the Bible, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror.
因为听到不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
Mirrors can be scary.
镜子也许会很可怕。
We go into the bathroom.
我们去那个洗手间。
We turn on the light.
我们把灯打开。
We look in the mirror.
我们看到，看看镜子。
And the mirror is very honest.
镜子非常诚实的。
And what you see is what you get.
你看到的就是你得到的真相。
It reveals every imperfection in your face.
把你脸上所有的不完美的地方都表现出来了。
The Bible is just like a mirror.
圣经就像一面镜子。
It reveals every moral imperfection in our lives.
它揭露了我们生活中很多不好的。
It doesn't hide anything. It's also like a seed.
它同样也像一种子。
1 Peter 1:23. The Apostle Peter writes, to be born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子。
And I think what he is saying is that the Bible, like a seed, grows.
他说的意思说，那个圣经就像一个种子，一粒种子，它可以生长。
It causes us to advance and mature and move forward.
它让我们成熟。
We don't stagnate when we read the Bible.
我们不会，当我们读圣经的时候，我们不会停止。
And he also says, or another author says in the Bible, that the Bible is like a lamp.
另外一个说法是，圣经像一盏灯。
Psalm 119:105 says this,
说这些,
that the scripture or the law of God is like a lamp unto our feet.
你的话是我们脚前的灯,
it's a light unto our path.
路上的光。
So like a lamp, the Bible guides.
像灯一样那个,
it never misleads.
圣经引导我们，不会误导。
It always shows us the correct way to go.
它总是指出正确的方向。
Peter says the Bible is like milk.
彼得说那个圣经也像牛奶。
In 1 Peter 2:2-3.
在彼得前书第二章第二。
He says, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the Word of God.
就像爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩那样，爱慕奶一样。
That means that the Bible, like milk, nourishes us. It feeds us.
这说明那个圣经像牛奶一样滋养我们。
It never sickens us.
不会让我们生病。
It promotes health.
让我们健康。
And then Jeremiah 23:29 says this.
在耶利米书23:29.
Is not my word, this is the Lord speaking, is not my word like fire and like a hammer which shatters rock?
耶和华说，我的话岂不像火，又能像打碎磐石的大锤吗？
So Jeremiah uses these graphic descriptions of rock and fire to describe the Bible.
所以耶利米用这个图片来表示，来形容圣经是像火，也像锤子。
When he says it's like fire, he means it refines us.
他说像火是能够洗净我们。
The Bible is like a red-hot book.
圣经像一本红的书，炙热的书。
The scripture is sizzling. And what he means by that is it can purge impurities from our lives. The psalmist said, how can a young man keep his way pure by keeping it according to God's word? But he also says the word of God is like a hammer. Imagine taking a rock and putting it on an anvil. An anvil? The flat, hard thing. You put the rock there, you take a big hammer, and you bring it down on the rock. What's going to happen? It's going to smash into bits, right? God's word shatters our hard hearts and our hard heads. Have you ever noticed that when you read it, or you hear it preached, or you hear it taught? It burns and sometimes it shatters. And that's all good. Because that's how he makes us more like Jesus. You see, reading this book, the Bible, will change your life. I read it and became a Christian. I had a girlfriend who shared verses from the Bible with me. As I read those verses, the Spirit of God spoke to me. I didn't hear a voice, but it spoke to my heart. It convicted me of sin. It revealed to me that I needed a Savior. And that Jesus was that Savior. And I knew what I needed to do. Because the Bible said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. And in April of 1971, back in Minnesota, I became a Christian. Why? Because I read the Bible. But I preach it and I see people's lives changed. I teach it and I see people enlightened. They grow in their understanding of what this book is saying. What has the Bible done in your life over the years? You know, the Bible reveals that the greatest need of every man and woman on earth that they need Jesus. Christ is found in the Bible. In John 5:39, Jesus was having a conversation with the religious leaders of Israel. And he said to them, you search the scriptures because you think you're going to find eternal life in here. And he said, these scriptures bear witness of me. We learn we are sinners in the Bible. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We learn that God is holy. And we learn that God must judge sin. And we learn that Christ died for our sins. He paid our debt to God. And we learn we must repent and believe the gospel. We must believe that Jesus died for our sins and rose from the dead to prove he was the Son of God. So the greatest reward you can get out of reading the Bible, first and foremost, is you become a follower of Jesus. Have you trusted the Jesus of the Bible to save your soul? I hope that you have. And then finally, what should be our response to the Bible? Let me suggest three simple ways to renew your soul through the Word of God. First of all, pick it up. 1 Timothy 4:13. Paul wrote to Timothy these words. Until I give attention to the reading of the Scripture. So take it off the shelf. Pick it up off the desk. Remove it from the car. Or wherever it sits. And start reading it. There are many reading plans you can use. Find one that works for you. Google Bible reading plans. And it will give you all kinds of options. Choose one and every day read the Bible. Let God speak to you daily. Most of us wouldn't miss a meal. I like to eat. I like to eat often. Spiritually, we should like to eat God's Word often. Read it every day. So pick it up now, size it up. Joshua 1:8. Joshua says, this book of the law should not depart from my mouth, but I will do everything that is written in it. So we should discipline ourselves to read it and understand it. And you know where understanding begins?
I'm sorry?
With a prayer to God, help me understand this book. Paul prayed in Ephesians 1:18 that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened so that we would know the words of God.
在以弗所书第一章十八节说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣经中的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
What are these?
这是什么？
Glasses.
眼镜。
Or specs.
或者叫 specs.
And what do? We put them on.
我们把它戴上。
And they help us see.
才帮助我们能够看见，变清楚。
So another acronym for you.
另外一个缩写给你们,
specs.
Specs, S-P-E-C-S.
Put your specs on.
把你的 specs 戴上。
Look for a sin to avoid. That's S.
S就是要避开的罪。
A promise to keep.
P是,
that's a P.
坚守的应许。
And E, example to follow. C, command to obey. S, stumbling block to avoid. So put your specs on when you read the Bible and see if God won't speak to you. And then finally, we eat it up.
然后最后我们吃进去。
Jeremiah 15:16. The prophet wrote, "Your words are found, and I ate them, and your words became for me joy and gladness in my heart."
耶和华万军之神啊，我得到你的言语，就像当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。
So we should ingest or eat, understanding that it's essential for spiritual growth.
所以我们必须吃下去消化这本书。
Jesus said, "Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, the Bible."
耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神口里说出的一切话语。
And when we put food in our mouth, what do?
如果我们把食物放在嘴里，我们干什么？
We chew on it.
我们就是
right.
对，我们嚼着它。
Listen to Psalm 1.
再看诗篇第一章。
How blessed or favored or happy is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates both day and night.
说唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
The word meditate means to mutter to yourself.
那个经 meditate 意思说你默想。
To talk to yourself.
跟自己说话。
And what do you talk to yourself about?
你自己跟自己说什么？
What you're reading in the Bible.
就在圣经里读的东西。
And you think about it.
你想它。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思?
What should I do with this?
我应该做什么?
How should it impact my thinking and my seeing and everything about my life?
所以这些读的东西怎么样影响我的思想啊，我的眼见啊等等，任何生活中任何一个方面。
So musing or meditating on the Bible, it releases all the nutrients in the scriptures that will help us be healthy and strong as Christians.
所以当你细嚼慢咽的思想 圣经的时候呢，你将会，释放，拿到释放出神与圣灵生命的养分，这些养分可以滋养我们的灵命。So
let me challenge you to begin renewing yourself by reading your Bible more.
所以挑战你们从今天开始来读更多的圣经，来更新自己。And
as you read, pray for the Lord to renew your thinking.
当你读圣经的时候呢，祈求主更新你的思想。
Your feelings,
你的情感,
and your choosing,
和你选择,
your intellect, emotions, and will.
你的, 情绪, 你的理智和你的意志.
May the Lord revive you and renew you in your thinking and your feeling and in your choosing.
求神能够复兴和更新我们的思想、情感和意志.
As you feast upon His Word.
我们读圣，就像一本圣餐。
God's word is critical for spiritual renewal in our lives as followers of Jesus.
神的话语对我们追随者的属灵的更新是非常重要的。
I leave you with a quote this morning.
我留下一个quote。
A Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't.
一本破旧不堪的圣经，往往属于一个生命坚固不摇的人。And
I believe that's true.
我相信的是真的。And
so I trust that you will every day strive to be a man or a woman of the Word.
我相信每天我们都读这本书。And
may God grow you into a Christ-like man or woman.
让神帮助我们成为像他一样的人。Because
you're feasting upon His Word. Let me pray. Dear Father God, we are so grateful that you have given us this book. We believe it is the very Word of God. And you've not only given us your Word, but you've given us the Holy Spirit.
你不仅给我们你的话语，给我们圣灵。
And he will help us understand this book.
圣灵会帮助我们理解这本书。
And may you give us a greater desire to want to read it and study it and know it and do it.
求神给我们更大的欲望去读它、理解它、遵从它。
And we pray that you will make us into more Christ-like people.
我们祷告，让我们成为更像你一样的人。
Because we're feasting upon the very words of God.
因为我们神的话语、每一句话语都在充足我们。
And we ask all of this in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you again for the privilege to preach God's word to you today.